Well, Donovan had come home from school, and Dad could tell that Donovan didn't have the best of days, because he came in and he could tell that something had happened to make Donovan pretty upset. And so Dad asked what happened. Oh, Dad, that kid, that Lionel, I can't stand that boy. He is always making fun of me. He's always doing, he tells the other kids stuff that I didn't do and everybody thinks I did, and he's just terrible. And sometimes he'll come up and he'll trip me, and I tell you what, Dad, tomorrow I don't care that he's bigger than me, I'm gonna take him out. I'm gonna fight him, and I just know I'm gonna take him out because I'm so angry with that Lionel. And Dad said, well, make sure you let me know what time it is so I can come and make sure that I help pick up the pieces. Oh, Dad, there's not gonna be any pieces left of him. And Dad's like, so you're gonna eat them all up then? And his dad said, how about if I help you think of another way to go about this? Oh, Dad, I don't care. You can say whatever, but I just know that Lionel has just made me so mad for the last time. So Dad went back to his study, and he grabbed his Bible. And he came, and he read. Well, Dad had said, how would you like to heap some coals of fire on his head? And he thought, well, maybe that might be a good idea. And then Dad read this verse from Romans 12:20. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink. In so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. And Donovan thought, Dad, that is not going to work. But Dad said, could you try it? Try it before you get in that fight after school? Okay, Dad, maybe I'll try it. Well, then it just so happened the next morning when Donovan was walking to school, who should show up near him but Lionel? And Lionel already, he could tell, Donovan could tell Lionel was already in kind of a grumpy mood, because he says, ugh, I had to get out of the house this morning and I didn't get any breakfast. I bet you had a really good breakfast. And Donovan said, well, yes, I did, but you know what? If you're really hungry, I've got my lunch. You can eat my lunch. And Lionel kind of looked, kind of, you know, are you for real? Are you, you know, but he said, no, here, take my lunch. So he gave him his sandwich, and Lionel was like, well, here, you take some of it, too. He's like, okay, I'm not really that hungry, but I'll take some, too. So they walked along eating, and then Lionel said, oh, this is making me kind of thirsty. Boy, I sure wish I had something to drink. And Donovan felt in his pocket, and he had a couple of dimes, and right on the way to school was a store that sold lemonade. And he said, well, why don't we stop in here and get a drink before we get to school? And once again, Lionel kind of looked at him. He's like, are you for real? So they stopped. Now he's like, I can wait until we get to the playground and I could get a drink from the water fountain. And Donovan insisted, no, let's get a quick drink here and then we'll head to school. And so they stopped and they got some lemonade. And as they'd been walking along and these things were happening, Lionel started to actually start to smile and actually start to look kind of like a nice kid instead of a mean kid. And then at school that day, after they got there, after having their cold glass of lemonade, all that day, Lionel was actually nice to Donovan and didn't trip him and didn't say mean things to him. And so when Donovan got back home, Dad asked, well, how was the fight? And he's like, Dad, you know you were right. I did exactly as you told me, and I heaped coals of fire on his head by feeding him and giving him something to drink. We are actually friends today. And so the next verse after that one of Romans, verse 21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.